Hello, and thank you for calling Eagle Moss. My name is Miles. How can I help you today?
Hello, Mr. Miles. This is Tran speaking. Last name T-R-A-N. First name H-O-A-N-G.
Okay.
I'm going to give you my account. That would be easy for you to pull up.
I've located your account. Can you confirm the address associated with the order?
9302 Canson Road, C-A-S-O-N Road. 23060.
And the city and the state?
Glen Allen, Virginia.
And then finally, the email address.
TRANHOANG 043061 at gmail.com.
Thank you. And I see that this is in regards to your DeLorean buildup, and that you are, you know, you're receiving the member, or you're in the membership for the collection or for the subscription to the DeLorean buildup. How can I help you today?
Okay. Every time they send me the issue, they always give me a heads up. What issue going to come in? What's on the way? So when I receive it, I open the box, I check, make sure everything is there. Okay?
Yes, sir.
Now, my last issue was on February. I received today. This happened, there was an issue. When I sent me an email, they sent me issue 11, 13, 14, 15. That's what they want to send me. I called them back. They say, what happened to issue 12? And they tell they're going to call me back and contact me. Well, they haven't contacted me. Anyway, today I received issue 11, 13, 14, 15. What happened to the 12? I had a brochure for 12. I don't have a part for 12. They sent me 5 brochures, 11, 12, 13, 14, 15.
12 must not have been in stock, so we sent you what we were able to send. But when 12 comes back in stock, we'll send that out as quickly as possible.
Okay, so I will. That's all I want to know, because every time I keep an eye on my email, whatever the issue, they will send it to me. So eventually in the future that they're going to send me a 12 somewhere along the line with other issue, right?
Yes, sir.
Okay. That's all I need to know, because I don't want to be part of it. Also, I talked to them about the issue number 4. According to the issue number 4, there was an item that's not supposed to be there, but it's not there. According to I don't know if you can help me or not, but this issue haven't been solved yet. Okay, issue number 2. Okay, they send me the issue number 2. According to the issue number 2, all the content that I look at it, there was one part that's not in it.
Okay, so you need issue number 2 to be reshipped out to you?
No. According to this issue number 2 that I have, the booklet, it say there was a part that's supposed to be there, but it's not there. Now, I went beyond that. I went to eBay. I bought the issue number 2. They sent me the issue number 2, but their issue number 2 is the same as yours, but the issue number 2 that they have did not highlight that part. But your issue number 2 highlighted the part but never come with it. The one on eBay did not highlight and didn't come with it either. So I don't know which one is missing or which one not. I bought another one. I bought another one. This happened two months ago. I never saw. So I went online, I bought issue number 2. And when I received issue number 2, the part that I supposed to missing from you never on the booklet on number 2. I just don't want a missing part. Just like number 12. Number 12 missing, which I didn't know about it. All I know is just 11, 13, 14, 15 on the way. That's why I want to know, because a lot of times, you know, I went and I bought it. I bought my own. I paid $80 for it. Well, it's not gonna. I don't want to have a DeLorean without parts.
Oh, I understand that. I could reship out issue number 2.
No, no,
if
no,
you...
no. I don't want you to reship it, because if you reship it, it doesn't have that part according to the issue on the booklet. It's no point for me. I just want to confirm that that part come with number two issue or it come with another issue.
Because I can't.
The one on eBay didn't come with it. It didn't have that picture on the booklet. You know, when you open the booklet, they tell you what inside the package, number two or number four, whatever. They'll give it to you. They tell you this is what you have, which is what, at the screw type, the everything. But for some reason, your issue number two, the booklet show I have a junction box, but didn't come with it. But the booklet show it. I bought one from eBay. Their booklet didn't show it. Confusing.
What I would say would probably be a good idea would be to go to YouTube and look up the DeLorean buildup.
Yes, I did. I have all the video built from 1 to 130. They never say that part. It never say it. So I just want to know if that part floating to another issue. I don't have time to go through all 130 issues. I build as I go. But online, there was a guy. The guy online, he do from 1 to, he did pretty good. But according to what he built, he didn't say anything about that junction box until maybe issue 67. It's already in the fender. I just don't want to miss that part. I get confused because I went on eBay and bought that issue number two, not open, it's sealed, and it didn't show that part, which is on the booklet. But your booklet show it has a part. But when I opened the issue number two, it didn't come with it. So most likely, they probably misprinted.
That is very possible.
Yes, because the one on eBay didn't show on the booklet. So that's good. If you send me the issue number two and I read all the content on the booklet, yes, that's what I got. Then I'm okay. Because I always check them. I always make sure it's in the booklet. Whatever you said on the booklet, it will tell you what you're getting. Now, Eagle Mark will send you what issue are you going to get next month. You always get four issues every month. That I understand. So I'm missing number 12, like you say. They're back ordered. That's fine. I wait. But I still have a problem with issue number two, with do I get that part or don't I get that part? Because I don't want to buy the time I build it, and I don't know where to get it. I'm going to end up with buying another one anyways, because, you know, I go eBay and I buy them. I shouldn't be. But I buy them anyway because I want it.
I understand that. Absolutely, yes, sir.
Just like number 12, I'm about to go eBay and find one and buy it because I don't know if you're going to have it. Are you going to keep track with me? By the time I build, by the time I'm done with it, I'm missing it. I'd rather buy it now while I can. And if you send me one, you send me one. I don't care. But I don't want to be missing it because this is something that is going to be a 3.5 years to build. And by then, I don't know what happened to the company. They could go to bankruptcy or whatever happened. I'm done because I don't have anything to build. You see what I mean? It's something that you have to obey and go by. And I'm glad you start building more cars. The Gold Buster and the Jambon Austin. So pretty much that you are still good. The company is still doing good. Right?
Huh. Yes, sir. Absolutely. Most definitely.
What if one day the company don't send part no more? What am I going to do with all these parts, which I don't have all of them?
I know what you mean. Yes, sir.
no guarantee, right? No money back guarantee either. And I want to build it. I want it. I wish there's a way that I can buy it all. The only way for me to buy it all is skipping from you guys month to month, go to eBay. But, God, they making tons of kill. They sell you ridiculous price. I don't want to go that route.
I understand that.
Yeah. All right. All right, then I guess I don't know because I went up there again and I see that issue number. There's people will, I guess This DeLorean was built 3 years ago. So whoever bought it, they keep the part. They don't build it. They sell it. They got all the part and they sell it. I'm different. I built it. I want to keep one and build. I'm not here to buy and sell, make money. No, I'm not. So I guess maybe the first time they came out, it didn't come with it. So the second time they came out, it showed it highlight. Anyway, I need to talk to somebody know what's in the part. Just like you told me now, yeah, issue number 12 was back order. I didn't know that. This is getting 3 weeks ago when I received an email that they're going to send me 11, 13, 14, 15. I called them back. I said, what happened to the 12? Let me find out and I'll send you an email. And they never did. Until today, I received your part. And still missing 12. But I got the booklet.
Okay.
I got the booklet 11, 12, 13, 14, 15. Isn't that confusing me? If you don't have a part, why do you send a booklet?
I'm not sure, sir. Because I didn't see anything saying that the booklet for 12 was sent.
No, it was here. It's in my hand.
Unless you mean the magazine that explains what you know what's going to be included in it.
Yes, that's what I got.
Oh.
They send you a booklet, the magazine, every issue, they send you a magazine and will tell you, they call it a magazine or issue, whatever, the booklet, whatever. They tell you what you're getting. They tell you the story of that movie. I got the 12, but I don't have the part.
Well, that part will be going out as soon as possible.
Okay. Then when I get that part, I can guarantee you I get the booklet again.
Well, if you do, that's okay. No worries.
I know. I'm not worried about the booklet, but it's confusing me that, hey, how come I get the booklet but no part?
Oh, yes, sir. Right. Yes, sir. I understand that.
If you send me the part without no booklet, and I said, it's okay. I already got the booklet. Fine. No big deal. But you send me the booklet, and according to the part that you're supposed to send me, when you send me an email, 11, 13, 14, 15, and you send me the booklet, it's very confusing for me because, hey, I got the booklet, but I don't got the part. I thought it was misplaced, whatever, and now you tell me they back order. Fine. I will wait for it. But I hope this is more clearly for me because I don't want maybe down the line 3 months, 4 months, back order 12, back order 10. Finally, you know what? I got to get a 12. If I want to jump ship, I jump ship now so I can go to eBay and get one.
I'd rather
have and have not. I know I'm going to pay price for it, but I'd rather have and have not. This is it's going to be a long battle for me because it's going to be 130 issues. I got to wait for that. And I don't want to go eBay. I already went eBay by one. Oh, my God. I bought one, and it came into my house. Wait a minute. It's exactly what I got. This is just a spare part, but I can sell it back on eBay because I already opened the box.
True.
Yeah. But nobody wants that part anyway unless you break it. Nobody's going to buy one part just for me to sell that. It's going to be it's going to be unbelievable that somebody might want it. Somebody missed a part, which is a 12. So right now, the whale look like it's not going to show up, and you don't know when. Because like I say, back order could be anything, any day, any time, right?
Absolutely.
Okay. All right, then I'll keep that. I hope you keep that. I keep all the emails so I can have some kind of record to talk because. I just want to build it on thing. Unfortunately, they don't sell art one. That's the problem. If I can get art one, I will. But unfortunately, you won't. Now I can get art one in eBay. Oh, you're going to be triple price.
Oh, I know what you mean.
Yeah, I know. Hot toys don't make it anymore. You can't buy hot toys anymore. But hot toys, another guy that built. It's already built. But it's not a more detailed than you are. That's why. I thought about Hot Toy. Hot Toy back then is about $600. Now it's about $1,500. But it's not a more detailed than you. That's why I'm dedicated for your toy.
Oh, I understand. Okay? Yes, absolutely.
You gotta understand. This is something that you wait. You wait. There's no guarantee. You wait. I hope you guys still doing good, so that way I can still have the part. Because even if you decide to buy a part on eBay, you might not gonna get all of them anyways. The only way you can do it by the complete one, which is like $10,000.
Ouch. That's a high price.
On eBay. Yeah, I know, but I like to build them. This is something that you spend time on. You build them, you keep them, they have memory. Sentimental.
Absolutely.
If you go out and buy one, what's the point?
That's
all
right.
Right. Then. Okay, and what's it called? The case, the black binder. I'm pretty sure maybe up to 10 or 20 issues, you're going to send me another one because they run out of room.
Oh, yes, sir. Anytime that we feel that you need a binder, we will send you out a binder. So you can count on that.
The binder can only hold no more than 20, give or take. So even if you got 130 issues in this binder, it won't hold because the binder only holds 20. So I'm looking at maybe about 5 or 7 binders by the time I'm done with this call.
Oh, yes, sir.
Yeah, because the binder only have a limit to hold. It's not like a one binder hold all. I have two binder already.
Yes,
I have two binders. Yeah, they send me two binders.
And it won't be long until you get another binder.
Yes, you get another one. You got another screwdriver. And I went online, and the guy said, they want to send you a screwdriver. I said, why? Is it? Because the reason why the screwdriver is going to it's gonna worn out. It will worn out. So I bought extra screwdriver myself. I'm a mechanic. I bought extra screwdriver because those guys' screwdriver is very picky on the screw. You can't shove any screwdriver in there and work. You're going to rip the screw.
I know what you mean. Yeah, you'll strip it.
You strip them easy, so you have to be careful. All right. Okay, I guess that's all right. I'm glad you're helping.
You're very welcome. And was there anything else that I could assist with today here at Eagle Moss?
Oh, no, it's all, I'm good to go. Unless you want to send me all 130 units.
I understand. All right.
Do they have it in stock? Are they bill at they send out to get paid? Don't they have it in stock?
Which one?
I have a feeling what they do is they get enough money and then they're built. If they don't have money, they wait.
Right. Yes, sir.
I thought they should have it in stock and warehouse already. All you have to do is wait to ship.
Oh, yes, sir. Yes, sir.
It's like movie nowadays. They already make the movie, but they can't show it on the theater. They wait until the corona go away. Then they can show it instead of making it. They got all the movie already.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
You can't go. You can't go and see it. That's the way it is. Well, all right, sir. You have a good night.
All right, you too, and thank you for calling Eagle Moss. It was my pleasure to assist you. You have a good weekend. You be safe, take care, and stay healthy.
All right, you too. Be safe. Bye-bye.
Thank you. Bye-bye.